Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Southwest Environmental Center Executive Director Kevin Bixby. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What is Southwest Environmental Center?
The Southwest Environmental Center is a New Mexico nonprofit. We started in 1992. That's when we opened our doors. And our mission is to protect wildlife and their habitats in the Southwest.
And what was your inspiration to start the center?
Well, New Mexico is a beautiful state, as we all know, with a lot of public land and a lot of open space. What a lot of people don't realize is what a extraordinary diversity of plants and animals that we have in the state. Among all the states, New Mexico ranks second in the number of birds found within our borders. We're third in the number of mammals and the number of reptiles. And we're fourth in the number of plants. So we have, there's a lot here in terms of natural diversity. And so that we wanted to protect that heritage, that natural heritage. And we were also motivated by the knowledge that worldwide we're losing plant and animal species at a very rapid rate. Scientists now think it's 1,000 times faster species are going extinct than they would if humans were not on the scene. And this is happening worldwide due to a variety of human activities. There's more and more of us on the planet. We're taking up more and more space. We're destroying habitats, natural habitats that other species need to survive. We're harvesting too many for example, fish in the oceans. All these different activities, and now of course climate change is really changing landscapes and making it difficult for some species to survive. So that's, with that knowledge in the back of our heads, we wanted to do something here in the Southwest to try and turn that around.
And what have been some of the struggles you've had with it?
Well, you know, we're sort of trying to, I guess, you know, plug up the holes in the dikes. You know, there's a lot of forces at work driving species to extinction. And most people support protecting the environment and support protecting biodiversity, but it's not a high priority. And so it's when push comes to shove in political arenas or when, you know, economic decisions are being made, the environment is often the loser. So almost everything we do is a struggle in some way. Some of the things that we do, like restoring habitats along the Rio Grande, we've been doing that for 20 years. We're doing a wetland restoration project right now called La Mancha. And that kind of work really enjoys a wide support. And yet, there are some very powerful interests that we are threatening in some ways, although we don't see ourselves as a threat. But just by disrupting the status quo and trying to keep some water for fish, for example, in the river, that's a big change in the way the system's managed and the way the river's managed. So, and then, you know, we work on trying to protect Mexican wolves, trying to bring this native carnivore back to the Southwest. And they have been brought back, but their numbers are still really small. And while most people support wolf recovery, there are some very powerful interests that do not.
Why is it important to have the recovery of the wolf and the coyote?
Well, those are two native carnivores. They evolved in North America, and in the case of the wolf, in Asia as well. The natural ecosystems of the Southwest have been shaped by these animals over thousands and millions of years, actually. They play an important role in, you know, in shaping these ecosystems and in keeping the populations of prey animals like elk and deer healthy and in check. So, and we think they have an inherent right to exist as well.
Who have been some of the people, other than in government, are there farmers that are against this?
Well, in the case of coyotes, this is one of the most persecuted animals on the planet. And in North America alone, in the United States alone, somewhere around 500,000 coyotes are killed every year, which is about one a minute. And yet their numbers continue to grow. They continue to survive. But you'll find out there, we have found that there is widespread prejudice against coyotes. People shoot them on sight just as a matter of principle. And one of the things we're trying to do is stop something called wildlife killing contests, which are usually coyote killing contests where people, a group of people will compete for prizes or cash to see how many coyotes they can kill in, a weekend. And sometimes it's the biggest coyote they kill. Sometimes it's the smallest, which means the youngest. And there are a lot of these killing contests. New Mexico has more than most states. They're legal in almost every state. And it's something that it really devalues coyotes in particular, but life in general.
I know that you have several talks. People come in, give talks about the environment, and now coming up September the 13th, there'll be a talk with environmental historian Dan Flores, Coyote Biography of an American Original. What can you tell me about that?
Well, we're really excited to bring Dan into town. He's written a number of books, I think about a dozen, and he's his most recent is Coyote America. It just came out. It's been reviewed on NPR and in the New York, the Wall Street Journal and other, you know, national publications, national media outlets. So we're really lucky to bring him down for one night only, September 13th to Las Cruces, to give a talk at the Rio Grande Theater. And I encourage everyone to come out and hear him. I think he's done a lot through his book to call attention to what a wonderful American original coyotes are, because they evolved entirely in North America. Unlike the wolf, which they share a common ancestor, wolves went to Asia for a while, evolved there for a few million years, and came back to North America. Coyotes never left, and they've been very successful despite our best efforts to eradicate them.
So that's going to be on Tuesday, September the 13th at 7 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater. And like most of your events, it's free and open to the public?
Yes, it's free and open to the public. This is part of what we do to raise awareness about our wildlife and natural heritage. So we want as many people to come as possible. This event is being co-sponsored by a dozen other organizations, including three NMSU departments, the biology department, the wildlife department, and the public history program in the history department.
And of all of the talks that you've had, what other highlights have you had in your organization?
Among the talks, had everything from, what's going on with the Mexican wolf to how to live with snakes. That's one that we do every April. As the snakes begin to come out, and Frank Bryce does that. He does a great job. He brings in some of his pet rattlesnakes so people can learn how to identify different kinds of rattlesnakes. We show films. We just try and mix it up, but always trying to make sure that these are, informative, worthwhile events.
And how do you get the community involved with the organization?
We have a lot of opportunities for volunteers to get engaged with us. Everything from, our wetland restoration projects, tree planting or removing invasive species, or making and putting up bat houses. That's a way to get your hands dirty. But we also have a lot of in-the-office jobs as well, just to help us, keep running efficiently as possible. We do a lot of tabling, a lot of community outreach, so we're always looking for help with volunteers to help us with that.
And they can find you on the website?
Yes, our website is wildmesquite.org. All one word, wildmesquite, like the plant, .org.
Now, are you originally from this area?
No, I'm not. I was a Navy brat. I was born in California, but I've been here for 28 years.
And this has been your passion then? To help the environment. You also had a rafting down the river for a while there.
Yes, we did. We started Raft the Rio many, many years ago. I think it's been 18 years, 20 years, something like that. And the original goal was to, as part of our overall effort to restore habitat and health to the Rio Grande ecosystem, but people needed to know more about it in order to support that work. So we wanted to get people on the river and change attitudes and, you know, have people think that the river was something, a community asset and not, you know, no man's land. So we did that for a long time, and we just we've handed that off to another organization, the Kiwanis Clubs.
Besides this talk coming up, what else is coming up in the future?
Well, we're about to start our fall series of Back by Noon outings. These are Saturday morning guided natural history walks. They're open to the public. They're free, but they do require reservations, so you need to call us in advance to get on those. You can call us at 575-522-5552.
And also, again, visit your website
yes.
at wildmesquite.org.
And we also have our annual fundraiser, which we call A Wild Night for Wildlife. This will take place on Saturday, October 15th. It'll take place on Main Street in front of our office in downtown. And we'll have great food from local restaurants. We'll have live music, several bands. There'll be dancing on Main Street. We'll have a silent auction. And this is one of our big fundraisers that goes to support our work to protect wildlife and their habitats.
Another one of the fundraisers you have is tickets to sell that Prius.
Yes, yes.
When is that? It's in the beginning of the year?
Our other major fundraiser is in April, and that's when we raffle off a new Toyota Prius hybrid, which gets excellent gas mileage.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down to Puentes because you are definitely a bridge to the community. You have been for all these years, and getting people inspired to protect our environment.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, Emily. It's been a while, and I'm always glad to be on your show.
You're welcome. Southwest Environmental Center Executive Director Kevin Bixby. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.